Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Prayer Mountain. The man who's with me as my guest, Gene Wiseman, had really never heard of this Prayer Mountain when God gave him a night vision April 13, 2008. He heard a voice say there are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain. He then saw a vision that had three parts, and he heard my name, and he knew he was to tell me, though he didn't know me. He called Zona Hayes, Brother Norval Hayes' daughter. She called me. I called Brother Wiseman, and he began to tell me his vision. The first part of that vision was, there are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain. That's what the voice said. Now, he said that he studied, and I studied since then, that an amber, they made a movie, Jurassic Park. I didn't see it, but it had dinosaurs and all these things. And it was, they tell me, that it was filmed on this premise, that in amber were the seed of these dinosaurs and things. Hmm. And that when they, but I've seen amber myself, Brother Wiseman. It's fossilized tree rosin. Some of the oldest tree rosin amber comes from the cedars of Lebanon. And you know, in the Bible, it says that God planted the cedars of Lebanon.
Yes.
You know, of course, all seed mm-hmm. comes from God, but you can plant an apple tree.
Oh, yeah.
But not too many people plant those gigantic cedars of Lebanon. The Bible says he planted them. And out from them came this tree rosin. And let's say that a little spider or something was crawling along that tree. If it got caught in the sticky substance when it fossilized, you could see it in there. And I think amber is more valuable if something's in it. I've seen one of the world's greatest amber collectors I happened to meet in Colorado. And he's an expert on the subject. God just caused me to meet him. Remember that he's the one that had that a picture of the unpolished amber, and you said that's what they look like?
Oh, yes.
The embers. You remember that picture we saw?
I well remember that
picture. He gave me that. And but when Brother Wiseman told me that those ambers were lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain, I believe it has many facets to it. One of the facets to me was, There's gifts in us.
Yes.
There are praying people that have gifts in them and seed in them, and that God will tap it and bring it out now to use in this hour. And then you saw that the prayers themselves, the prayers are preservatives, because amber is one of the world's best preservatives. So you have anything to add to that?
Well, actually, both the prayer and the prayer. The in us, as you said, there is that seed that's within us. And you know, really, when the Spirit goes to praying through us, Sister Billy, I mean the Spirit itself, it's as if God mm-hmm. is the one that's coming forth.
It is.
It's as powerful. It's as powerful as God.
Sure.
When Elijah spoke and the rains began to fall, it was as if that word, well, the word is God.
Yes, it is. And the Spirit is God.
Inseparable.
Now, you told me something that you almost didn't want to tell about that wall. You saw a wall, mm-hmm. a huge wall. And describe that wall, and then tell what you almost stood back from saying about what you saw in that wall.
Well, this, you said something, I believe, at the closing out of the program yesterday, how that, speaking even of the ministry here, how it's come even further.
Yes.
In the past year or two. Well, even the wall that I looked at, it was moving. The people that made up this wall were moving forward. And the more, it was as if they had a march. And the more forward they would move, the greater this wall would become in thickness. Its thickness expanded as the people were moving forward. But one of the things that I was reluctant to share was, as I began to read the Word of God, and scriptures come to me concerning this night vision. The scripture in Zechariah, I believe it's in Zechariah, where the Lord said, I will be a wall of fire around Israel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And then the Lord spoke concerning Jeremiah and said, I will cause you to be a brazen wall around Israel. Well, I began to think, and I thought, well, Lord, I saw people as a wall of fire. But here you said you would be a wall of fire around Israel. Well, I believe, you know, now I don't want to leave a gap in this here, but you know, one of our commissions in this day and in this hour is to pray for Israel.
Oh, absolutely.
And
clearly stated by God.
Absolutely, without any reservations at all. So here I was seeing in this vision, people made up a wall, but I was seeing in the scripture where God said he would be the wall of fire around Israel. And I thought, and the Lord began to speak to me and show me things, and I thought, well, God, if I start sharing what I'm seeing in this, people may think that I'm calling myself God, and or that I'm calling them God. But, you know, there is a unity that he wants to bring the bride with to the groom. There's got to be a unity. So in seeing, God said he would be a wall of fire around Israel. Well, just the simple fact that it is God in us. What did Jesus say? I and the Father will come and take our abode up within you. And we have been born of God. We've been born of him. And how this wall that God said that he would be around Israel, from what I'm seeing, is made up of the praying people. We can pray a hedge around Israel.
Yes, yes,
God
yes.
uses his body.
Yes.
We can, with all the, I guess I'm at liberty to say this here, but with
anything.
All the terrorist acts that would be against Israel or be against America or any other place, doesn't change the fact the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And I believe
No, it doesn't change it one iota.
And our prayers can, I heard, Sister Billy, I heard this prophesied many years ago. And this prophecy said, the Lord was speaking, he said, the time will come that my people will stop things before they get started.
Hallelujah.
And
it's happened.
It has happened. And I believe it's going to get greater. It's part of this awakening.
Yes, it is. Awakening even to who we are and the power and the authority that we have.
Yes.
To give him glory and let him work.
Amen. We are, well, the vision, what was it? These lights were springing up in the earth.
Yes.
In the earth. And God has ambassadors right here that's to represent him. And I believe, and now the connection with these ambers and ambers being a preservative, even in this here, I remember, let me say this, I remember calling you sometime back, and oh, how God had this on my mind and on my spirit. It, at our first acquaintance, I had no idea how you worked with Israel.
No.
I had no idea about that. But I remember how the Lord had put this in my spirit so much. And, you know, some of my strongest studying really is when I have read and I've now closed the Bible. And I just lean back in the chair, and I start meditating on the
Word. What you read?
That's usually when my strongest studying comes.
Praise God, what a good clue.
In studying like that, I begin to see how that Jesus, of course, knowing this, but it became a clear picture. We know he came to us through the Jewish nation. Now, we knew he was sent by God, but through the Jewish nation.
He had to come by way of man.
Yes, to become flesh.
Yes.
And so, but how that Mary, that little Jewish virgin, travailed. So we can say that Jesus came to us, they gave birth to something that has blessed us.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now, through prayer, I believe we are going to give birth to something that's going to bless them.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
It's going to be part of that rain we're praying
for. Yes,
it
is. That natural rain, because they've been having fires there, for one thing. But yes, the spiritual rain, too. And, brother, yes, didn't you say, Brother Wiseman, that somehow, I don't know whether it came to you at the first, because he tied this in with Prayer Mountain. You said that wall you felt was a wall surrounding Israel, and that God is the wall, and that the people were the wall. And you told me once that you sensed that when we pray, it's God praying.
Yes. Yes, it is. When we pray, well, God is a spirit. Mm-hmm. When we pray, I know sometimes I think the term praying in the spirit, sometimes it's a little bit misleading. Some people think when we pray in the spirit, we're just praying in tongues. But I've had the Spirit to pray through me in English, even.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And I would think, where did that come from? Of course, knowing it was the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. But when we pray and we enter in, I believe God is elevating the prayers. Now, listen to this. Wherever you are, listen to this. God is elevating the prayers to a new level in prayer.
Oh, yes, hallelujah. Praise His name. I tell you, we reached it. Not the new level, not the highest level. But out here at Prayer Mountain, we have corporate prayer every Sunday afternoon. Last Sunday afternoon, we came to a level that was new to us.
Hallelujah.
New to us.
Glory.
And we came there corporately. We came there as a body. It was amazing. Mm. And at our autumn assembly of prayer,
wow,
on Sunday night. Let's talk about that tomorrow when we come back here. And because I believe it's still up on the archives, and if not, they could get it from the DVD. But we're seeing God elevate prayers together.
Sister Billy, let me say this one thing. The people, be prepared to listen as we talk about that tomorrow, because that same Spirit may show up in their homes or their automobiles.
When we talk about it. Right. And we're almost in drive time for a lot of people. Almost at noon drive time. So
perfect.
Bless the Lord. We'll have to trust the Holy Ghost for the utterance tomorrow. And of course, always to keep you safe from now until then. Blessings of God upon you and upon yours. May the real meaning of shalom be yours. It means the peace that comes because we're whole. And Jesus got that peace for us. He said, I go to get peace for you. And so when I greet you at the beginning and I say shalom, shalom, that's what I mean. What Jesus got in its fullness, nothing broken, nothing missing. Shalom, shalom upon you and yours. Until tomorrow, please join us.